Yeah, I'm feeling all right. I'm a bit tired today, lads. We had a flight early this morning, so.
And has it been tough now to try and travel because of all the restrictions and everything that's in place?
No, Britain is actually all right. I was actually 3 days ago in England in the Reid Boys Trophy, and the restrictions are all right.
And did you enjoy yourself over in the Reid Boys?
I did, yeah. I didn't play the best golf now, but I did. It was a lovely course, and I played brutal, but sure.
That's all right, you can put that behind you when you start on Sunday. But to be fair, you did win the Irish equivalent of the Scottish Boys there in Longford last week, so you must have been pretty pleased with that one.
I was, yeah, it was unbelievable actually. I didn't actually think I had a chance to win that. I didn't think I played well enough, and I went into a playoff anyway, and I came out on top in the playoff, so that was good.
And listen, to win it in a playoff as well, that must be really, really difficult because all the pressure is on you, I guess, and it's just you and the other two guys. It was a three-way playoff, and we saw Rory McIlroy in the Olympics this week. He was in a playoff and he came out the wrong side of it. So what do you put the playoff win down to?
Oh yeah, it is. It's definitely mental, but I just take it as three more holes of golf. Just do what you normally do. Just play. Like, take extra time in Ireland, you wouldn't do much difference. You'd just play as hard as you could and hope you win.
And you mentioned you weren't that confident going in and you didn't think you played the best, but when did you first start to believe, do you know what, I actually do have this now?
Turning the back nine on the second day, I thought I actually might have a chance if I shoot well this back nine. And then I hit it in OB on 16, and it wasn't good, but I made up and down for bogey anyway. And then I hit it left on 17, and I was fairly sad because I didn't think I was going to get up and down, and I thought I was going to have another bogey and lose my chance again to the playoffs. But I chipped in for birdie anyway, and then parred the last to get into a playoff with the other two lads.
And that's the most interesting thing about golf for me anyway, is that, you know, nobody ever has a perfect round, that it's all about, you know, suffering a few setbacks and then coming back from those setbacks. So you must be pretty comfortable in your game that when you do something like shank it to the left or go into out of bounds, that, you know, you don't let it get on top of you, that you can just set yourself again and go again.
Yeah, you know, it's really down to like whatever you're thinking in the moment. Like if your head's all over the place, then your ball's gonna be all over the place. If your head's in the game, then your ball's gonna be in the game. That's the way I think about it.
How much of that comes down to coaching, do you think, and how much of that can you practice beforehand, or do you need to just get out in the golf course and just deal with it then?
Oh, I think it's really down to experience. You need to be out there in competition golf, like in competitive sport, really. You really need to be mentally tough.
And do you mind training?
No, it's all right. I like training physically and mentally. If I have the idea that I'm gonna get better in my head, then I'll do it. Like,
that's the best way to approach it, I suppose. And I see you had the chance to win it with an eagle with a chip on 18 there, but you ended up settling for the birdie in the end, which was some way to finish though, in fairness.
Yeah, I did. I didn't think I was going to get it that close with the wedge, but I just said to myself, get inside 10 feet and try and make the putt, and if not, got it back down the first with Evan Hogg, who was one of the lads in the playoff, and I chipped it to about a foot and tapped it in for the win.
Yeah, Evan Hogg and John Doyle was the other man in the playoff there as well. So these are two very talented young men as well. So, you know, you were coming up against it, really.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was the whole of Ireland playing. Like, John Doyle was from the very, very southwest coast, from Fota Island in Cork. And Evan Hogg was northeast in Balboa Park.
Obviously, you're representing Enniscorthy there. So Enniscorthy has a good reputation when it comes to these national competitions, really, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. We have a good senior cup team, which I'm actually on, and they're versus Mullingar on Saturday, this Saturday. We got to the Leinster final, and I'd just like to thank all the lads. Like, they have so much support, and from Enniscorthy, and the members, and Stephen Fitzpatrick, Kira, and David. David's actually on the senior cup team. We gel really well together as a team, with Jason Rackard, a past Mullingar Scratch Cup winner, and Paul Conroy there coming third in Mullingar Scratch Cup the other week.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And like you say, there's lads who have real experience in winning these national competitions, like Jason and Paul, doing really well there as well. So do you get tips from those lads, or what can you learn from them to bring to your own game?
I think it's just really the ambition to beat them, like, and if I can beat them, then I can beat under 14s, you know. It's like, because they're some of the best golfers in Ireland, Jason being really up there, Graham, unreal player at home, Graham Donoghue. Yeah, and if I just feel like if I can beat them or play alongside them, then I'll be cruising through under 14.
And Stephen is the club pro there in Enniscorthy as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a brilliant man. He's given me so much support over the last couple of years with all the competitions that I've been in.
That's it, but I suppose you have to go out there on the course yourself, and it all comes down to you then. But last week in Longford, you had your brother Rory there alongside you as well, so you don't see that much in golf, having two siblings battling it out. Does that spur you on then when he's in the field as well? Because I guess, you know, whatever I do this weekend, I need to beat him.
Yeah, you know, it's good to see him playing. He's a bit younger than me, like, so he needs to get his distance first, and then he'll be up there with the lads. Yeah, like, I mean, it does kind of spur me on to beat him. If he is playing well, he would play very well. And if I'm playing bad, we'd be kind of the same. And we're just trying to be beating each other, you know.
Yeah, so is there much of a rivalry there between you?
Oh, there is, yeah. Every day.
And your dad, Fergal, is there with you at the minute as well. So how much support has he given you over the years?
Oh, loads. Him and Mam bringing me to different countries like America, Portugal, England, well, a couple of days ago, but Australia, even the other side of the planet. Singapore, so many places all over the world.
And of course everybody knows the story about yourself, just 6 years of age in Dubai as well with Tiger Woods. Just tell us what happened there again.
Yeah, I mean, it was brilliant. It was just a clinic, Markham Air and Tiger Woods, and I had an Augusta National golf cap on, and I think that's why he picked me first. And he hit some shots, and he was explaining them, and I shouted, "I can do that." I can't really remember it, but I got told that I shouted that, and he said, he brought me out and said, alright, try it then. And I was trying it, and then I tried to hit an airplane in the last shot.
Absolutely, and it is one of those wonderful stories, you know, working with the best in the world as he was at the time. Have you been watching the Olympics, watching the Irish over there at the minute?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I've been pretty busy with my own stuff, but when I can, I do watch it, yeah.
Do you like the way that it's obviously a new sport for the Olympics this year? And do you think that golf deserves to be in the Olympics? Would you like to see more of it?
Oh, I do, yeah. I think even more golf should be in the Olympics. Like, so they should have two or three competitions going on, and ladies golf in the Olympics as well. That'd be good.
Listen, what are your plans now? Obviously, you have to tackle this tournament in Scotland first. Have you many more tournaments coming up?
I have the Irish under-16 boys in the middle of this month, around the 15th, I think it is, in Kerr Park and in Cork, so I'll be trying to focus on that after this tournament, yeah.
Are you confident going into that one?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, if I can play well here and then just do my 5 days quarantine and get back to practice, and then I think I'll be set for Kerr.
Do you think that you can keep golf up now until you get into your adult stage, or would you like to go pro, or what's the plans when it comes to golf?
I think I would, yeah. I'd like to go pro. It would be a nice life, it would. But there is a lot of hard work involved, and I'm going to need to work really hard over the next few years to try and get into America, get scholarships and stuff into universities and stuff like that.
But that's your plan, is it, to go to America?
Yeah, go to America, get a scholarship for a nice university in like Oklahoma or Stanford or something.